High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, and Din's Country Meat.
Good evening, everyone, from Conestoga High School, just outside of Murray, Nebraska. It's time for high school basketball once again. Tonight, the Fall City Tigers on the road, taking on the Conestoga Cougars. Hi, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's doubleheader. The girls up first, followed by the boys' varsity contest. Tonight, over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is in Humboldt. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds are taking on the Titans of HTRS. That girls' game scheduled for a tip-off in about a half an hour from now, around 6 o'clock. We're going to get an early start here tonight at Conestoga, about 30 minutes ahead of time. So if you know of anyone that's planning to tune into the broadcast, you might give them a call and give them a heads up that we're going to be going to quite a bit earlier than usual. These games usually don't start till 6 o'clock or shortly thereafter, and we're going to be tipping off in about 5 minutes here at Conestoga. So tell your friends they can listen to the game here on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM in the Fall City area, and, of course, online at mscsports.net. They can click on Listen Live and select KTNC. Also, Fall City fans, while we have your attention, we want to remind you that we'll have Tiger basketball again this Saturday afternoon. I will be in Tecumseh with the Tigers. I'll be over on the sister station, Sunny 101.3. That's going to be an early start also. The girls' varsity game is scheduled for a 4:30 tip-off. That'll be Fall City Tigers at Johnson County Central. Girls' varsity ball around 4:30. Boys' varsity tipping off around 6 o'clock. That'll be this coming Saturday afternoon on Sunny 101.3. Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups while we have a moment here. First of all, for the Conestoga Cougars, tonight they'll go with Maddie Steckler. Steckler is 5'5 and a senior. Lindy Watson. Watson is 5'9 and a senior. Sophia Ackerman is a junior. She's 6 foot tall. McKaylee Madsen. Madsen 5'7 and a junior. And Ellie Gansmer. Gansmer is a 5'8 junior. The Cougars are coached by Tony Tease. They are at 500 on the season, 7-7. Is their record thus far. Starting lineup for your Fall City Tigers, coached by Coach Andy Armbruster. They are 9-5 on the year. They'll go with Maddie Jones. Jones is a junior. Ava Armbruster. Armbruster, a sophomore. Ashley Kirkendall, also a sophomore. Reese McNeely is a junior. And Chase Nolde, the lone senior on the roster, rounds out the starting five for Coach Andy Armbruster. The Tigers 9-5, the Conestoga Cougars at 7-7. In the JV game completed a few minutes ago, the Conestoga Cougars got the win over Fall City in a close one. The final was 23-20, and the JV Tigers were shooting a three-pointer at the buzzer that did not drop, that would have tied it up and put us into overtime. So that JV game ended up 23-20, the Conestoga girls defeating the Fall City Tigers. They played the boys' JV games over in Murray, in the old high school gym in Murray, so we don't have any results on that yet. Can't tell you for sure how that JV game came out. Nobody has checked in yet from that boys' contest. We're going to have the introduction of starting lineups here. We've got to play the national anthem yet, so we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout right here. We'll be back after this two-minute break with high school basketball on KTNC.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strike. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strike and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Conestoga High School. We've had the plan of our national anthem. We're getting set for the introduction of starting lineups for the public address system. That will be ready.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business. But you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back once again here to Conestoga High School. We apologize for the technical difficulties. Might be running into a little bit of an issue with the cell signal out here in the country near Murray. We're going to do our very best to adjust some equipment here, and hopefully we can move forward with it. We're ready to tip it off. Stepping in at the center circle is Ashley Kirkendall. Here's the tip. She goes up against Ackerman, and the ball is controlled by the Lady Tigers. With the basketball into forecourt comes Armbruster. Skip pass across court near side, Maddie Jones. Jones goes into the corner to the right with it. Reese McNeely with the basketball at the free throw line. McNeely brings it around to Armbruster. Baseline right side, Armbruster laying up and good. Ava Armbruster with the lay-in. She has the first 2 points of the ball game, and the Lady Tigers go on top 2-0 in the opening minutes here at Conestoga. Here come the Cougars the other direction. Gansimer with a jump shot from the left side that's long. Rebound, follow shot, try for putback, up and good. And getting the tip in on the baseline on the far side was Madsen. Her first 2 points were tied at 2 apiece. 7:17 to go here in the opening quarter, opening minute. Lob pass underneath in traffic. Handling the ball, Jones. She's in trouble under there. Kirkendall puts it back to the top of the key, and the ball is grabbed up by McNeely. Into the corner right side, lob pass underneath. Reese McNeely in traffic. Tried to put a pass across to the far side to get it to Maddie Jones. It's stolen away. And here come the Cougars the other direction. Madsen with the ball. And the Gansmer in the baseline left side, moving to the hoop. Shot up and off, no good. Put up by Watson. Ball tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by Fall City. And it'll stay with the Cougars. Steckler will inbound it. She'll stand on the baseline on the right side of her own backboard. Steckler lobs it in up to the top of the key, around the horn to the left wing. Here's a long two that's up and off, no good. And with the rebound for Fall City is Armbruster. Armbruster down court with the pass into the corner left side, Maddie Jones. Jones, deep baseline left side, can't get there. Back to the top of the circle. Gives it up to McNeely. Now again across court, Maddie Jones. Spin move, trying to move inside the paint. Turnaround shot, Kirkendall up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Conestoga. Conestoga, they hold it up. Steckler with the ball. She brings it across the timeline. Gansmer on the left wing. Gansmer feeds off to Ackerman at the between the rings at the top of the key. Ackerman into the corner, Madsen. Madsen right back up top to Ackerman. They're working around the outside perimeter of this man-to-man defense by the Fall City girls. Tigers in a man-to-man here. Now they lob it inside the paint. Goes into Watson. She can't get the shot. Here's a three from the right side. A long three. Up and off. No good. Rebound brought down by the Tigers, but standing on the baseline as she came down with the ball for Fall City was Chase Nolde. Ball will go right back over to Conestoga. Tigers will have the ball. Or rather, the Cougars will have the ball under their own basket. They'll inbound it. Lob it to the top of the key. Long three is up and off. Doesn't go, and the Tigers are there for the rebound. Coming out down court with the basketball for Fall City in a big hurry on the rush here. With the ball is Maddie Jones. Jones gives it off to Armbruster. She goes to the left side of the free throw line. Back up to Jones for three. Top of the key. Maddie Jones couldn't get it. And the rebound comes down to Gansmer. Gansmer outlet pass Watson. Watson gives off to Ackerman into forecourt. Right wing, this is Steckler with the basketball in the man-to-man. Steckler tries to go all the way in, has the ball stripped away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Lady Tigers. The foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her first team foul, number one, on the Tigers. 5:16 to play here in the first quarter. 2-2, all tied up. Conestoga with the basketball under their own basket. Madsen to inbound it. Lobs it in. The ball is deflected. Tipped away on the baseline underneath. Good defense down there. Pressuring defense by Fall City's Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley touched it last, so it'll stay with the Cougars. 5:13 to go first quarter. Tied two apiece. There's a fallaway jump shot in the paint. Up and good by Sophia Ackerman. Ackerman with a little jumper about 10 feet out. Makes it 4-2 Cougars on top at the 5-minute mark here in the first quarter. Elise Poppy on the lineup now for the Tigers. There's a turnaround shot up by Armbruster. Rebound, follow shot. Try for putback, put up by Chase Nolde. And Chase will be fouled. She'll be at the line, and she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Sophia Ackerman. On Ackerman, her first personal. Team foul number one on the Cougars. At the line, Chase Nolde shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. She got the first one. She'll have a second shot coming here. Chase Nolde ready for her second attempt. Looks to the hoop. Launches the second shot. It's up and good also. Got them both. We're tied at four apiece with 4:55 to go here in the first quarter. In backcourt, Watson with the basketball. Steckler now, long down court pass to the left side. They get it across the timeline to Gansmer. Gansmer goes deep into the baseline, left side of the basket, can't get there. Kicks it back up top to Steckler. Against the man-to-man defense, Steckler passes to the top of the key. This is Matson holding the ball now. She's between the rings at the top of the circle. Out on the right elbow, goes to Ackerman with a pass. This man-to-man defense by Fall City causing the Cougars some issues. They're not able to penetrate. Not able to get the ball down deep inside at all. Turnaround shot on the baseline. Up and off, no good. Rebound Tigers. Reese McNeely came down with the board into forecourt. Elise Poppy for three. Got it. Elise Poppy hits a three from way out on the left elbow, and it's 7-4. Fall City with their first lead of the ball game at the 4-minute mark here in the first quarter. Gansmer down court with the ball. Clears it back top to Steckler. Steckler guarded by Poppy. They switch off on the switch at the top of the key. A cross-court pass, Gansmer. She penetrates the free throw line. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall. On Kirkendall, it'll be her first personal, team foul number two on the Tigers. It'll be Conestoga's basketball. Substitute in now Maddie Jones into the lineup. Jones checks in, replacing Chase Nolde for the Tigers. Conestoga will inbound it in forecourt. On the side, Madsen gets the inbound pass, works the left-handed dribble down into the corner, guarded by Kirkendall, picked up down there. She can't get the baseline. There's a reach-in foul and a whistle. I believe it's going to be on Maddie Jones as she tried to tip the ball away. On Maddie, that'll be her first personal, team foul number three on the Lady Tigers. Cougars basketball, inbound pass to the right side, Gansmer with the basketball. Gansmer clears it up top to Steckler. Steckler goes to the left side, driving inside the paint. It'll go for a lay-in. It won't go off the glass. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll belong I believe, to the Tigers. Wall City's going to, now they rule it the other way. It's going to go to the Cougars with the basketball. Steckler will inbound it underneath the basket just to the left side of the backboard. Steckler tosses it in out onto the right corner in the elbow to Gansper. Baseline right side for three. Shot is up and off. Doesn't go. A battle for the rebound under the basket. A jump ball is called, and the possession arrow is going to favor the Cougars. Conestoga will have the basketball. They'll inbound it under the bucket. Steckler will toss it in right under her own backboard, just to the right side. Up onto the right elbow, gets the ball into Gansper. Gansper comes around to the left wing, Madsen. Lob pass inside, moving to the hoop. Shot is up and good. Nice move to the basket by Lindy Watson. Watson with her first 2 points. It's 7-6. Fall City up by one. Maddie Jones in forecourt, in traffic, under the basket. Shot is up, Kirkendall in the paint. Oh, she couldn't get it. Point blank range, it wouldn't drop for Ashley. The rebound to the Cougars. Zimmerman in the ballgame now, just came in off the bench. Zimmerman handles it for the Cougars. There's a floater from the right side that doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Maddie Jones. On Maddie, that'll be her second personal. Team foul number four at the free throw line, McKaylee Matson. Matson has 2 points so far tonight. This will be her first attempt from the line. She's shooting two shots here. Matson, a 5'7 junior. First free throw is on the way up, and it is off, no good. It bounced a couple of times for it. 2:44 to play here in the first quarter. 7-6, Fall City up by one early in the ballgame. McKaylee Matson at the line, ready to try her second free throw attempt. Matson looks to the basket. Second shot is on the way up, and it is off the back of the iron, and the rebound comes down to Reese McNeely. McNeely with the outlet pass. Gives it up to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster on the right side. Takes the dribble to the top of the key. Around to Lise Poppy. Left side, Kirkendall. Lob pass inside looking for Nolte. Ball is loose. McNeely had it for a moment. And then it's grabbed up by Zimmerman. Zimmerman with the basketball. Give it up top now to Zimmerman on the left wing. Feeds it underneath to Yost. Yost kicks it into the corner. They find Zimmerman moving toward the hoop. Baseline left side laying up and good by Lindy Watson. Watson with 4 points. It's 8-7. The lead is back to Conestoga. 2:04 to go here in the first quarter. Tigers basketball. Reese McNeely, baseline right side. Back up top to Armbruster. Elise Poppy. Armbruster on the right elbow. Goes into the corner into McNeely. Feeds it up to Poppy. Underneath, Armbruster in traffic. The ball is tipped away from her defensively down there. Nice move by Lindy Watson to knock the ball out of bounds. It'll belong to the Lady Tigers. McNeely to inbound it. Right side under her own basket. McNeely lobs it in. The ball tipped around. Poppy had it for a moment. And we're going to have traveling call. They'll turn the ball back over to Conestoga. A turnover. 8-7 your score. Timeout taken, Fall City. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Conestoga High School, just outside of Murray, Nebraska. Our score 8-7 here in the first quarter. The Conestoga Lady Cougars leading the Lady Tigers. First half of our doubleheader. Girls varsity now. Boys varsity game coming up after this. It'll be the Cougars basketball when play is resumed. They inbound the pass. A minute 46 to go here now in the first half. Inbound it to Matson. Full court pressure now by the Lady Tigers. They get it across the timeline to Yost. Yost works to the corner against Kirkendall, driving lay-in up, whistle, foul. And we're going to have Yost at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on a Chase Nolte. On Chase, her first, team foul number five. On the Tigers, at the line, Jameson Yost, the 5'6 junior, shooting two shots. The first free throw is up, and it is good. Yost with her first point of the evening. That makes it 9-7, a two-point lead now for the Lady Cougars. Jasmine Yost, ready for her second attempt. Second shot is on the way up. It's good also. She got them both. 2-for-2 from the line for Jamison Yost. 10-7, your score. The lead is 3 for the Lady Cougars. Here come the Tigers down court. Elise Poppy on the left side. The ball is dribbled away from Armbruster. Goes out of bounds. Armbruster touched it last. It'll turn it back over to the Cougars. Back into the lineup now comes Haven Zimmerman, also who started here. Allie Gansmer is back onto the floor. Inbound to Madsen against pressure across the timeline. The pass comes to Watson. She dribbles into the corner, got trapped down there, puts the ball back up top to Masson. A held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Fall City. Good effort there by Armbruster to get in and tie up one of the ball handlers for the Cougars. And the possession arrow favors Fall City. Tigers down by 3, 10-7. A minute, 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. With the ball for the Tigers is Ashley Kirkendall at the top of the free throw circle. Pass goes to Ava Armbruster on the left wing. Armbruster up to Elise Poppy. Poppy between the rings, around the horn, into the corner right side. Kirkendall with the basketball, dribbles to the baseline, laying it off the glass up. In and out of there, would not go. Rebound, Chase Nolte. Nolte, follow shot up and good. Chase Nolte got the put back, the drop. And it's 10-9, a one-point basketball game with 42 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Full court pressure. The ball is tipped around. It's loose. Everybody's after it. Coming out of there with the ball, and a good job on the steal was Chase Nolte. Nolte's outlet pass goes to Armbruster. Into the corner left side. Here's Reese McNeely. Dribbles toward the baseline. Can't get to the basket. Up to Kirkendall, top of the key. Around on the right elbow. Elise Poppy with the basketball. Poppy up top. At between the rings is McNeely. Down to the left corner. Down deep left side, Kirkendall. She dribbles up top, Elise Poppy. McNeely, right elbow, feeds down underneath. Top of the key, here's a three on the way, up and good. Nailing the three is Ashley Kirkendall. There's the buzzer, and after one quarter, the Fall City Tigers leading the Conestoga Cougars 12-10 after one. We're back in 60 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Ashley Kirkendall sunk a three there just as time expired, and that put the Lady Tigers up now by 2-12-10. We're ready to move into the second quarter, and it'll be the Cougars basketball. They inbound it to Haven Zimmerman. Zimmerman wants to go down through the lane with it. She got shut off there, couldn't get to the basket. Reese McNeely almost had a steal. She ended up on the bench. Check that. That was making the steal was Ashley Kirkendall. She ended up on the bench with her teammates going after that loose basketball. Conestoga will play it in right in front of the Fall City bench in forecourt. Zimmerman goes up between the rings, stops there, holds the basketball. Flips over under the right elbow to Steckler. Driving lay-in by Steckler up. Steckler follow shot. Does it go in the rebound to Reese McNeely? McNeely with the defensive rebound. The outlet pass goes to Armbruster. She'll bring it down court. Baseline in the corner underneath. Maddie Jones with the basketball. Can't get to the hoop. Now goes between the defenders. Up and good. Nice job by Maddie Jones for her first 2 points as she got it to drop. It's 14-10. Lady Tigers up by 4. 7-12 to go here in the first half. With the ball on the left wing is Ackerman. She picks up her dribble at the free throw line. Pass across court, stolen away. On the steal is Armbruster, or Poppy. Poppy gives it back up to Armbruster. Top of the circle to Jones, around the horn on the right side. Kirkendall had the ball stripped away. Reese McNeely, follow shot up, couldn't get it, but she'll be fouled. And Reese McNeely will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Watson, Lindy Watson, her first personal, team foul number two. Reese McNeely, a junior, at the line shooting two. The first one is up and good. Reese's first point of the night. That makes it 15-10. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Lady Tigers. Up by five. McNeely, second free throw is up, and it is good. Got them both. Reese McNeely with a pair of free throws. And it's now 16-10 our score. Lady Tigers up, 6:51 to play here in the first half. Ball stolen away for a moment. Kirkendall had the basketball. It got tied up. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Cougars. Boy, these girls are aggressive. They're battling after that loose basketball. Arrow, now they reverse that call, and they say the arrow favors the Tigers. So Fall City will get the basketball off the jump ball. And into forecourt comes Ava Armbruster with the dribble. Left-handed dribble, Armbruster between the rings, gives to Elise Poppy. Poppy, they're running a weave here at the top, finds Armbruster on the right elbow. Now she dribbles to the baseline, can't get there. Up it comes to Maddie Jones. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Top of the circle, this is Kirkendall. Kirkendall, spin move, goes down to the right side of the lane. No shot there. Again comes back up with it to Poppy. Now Kirkendall goes into traffic. She gets tied up. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow will be Conestoga. Cougars will have the basketball. 6 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the first half. 16-10 your score. Ball City with a six-point lead, and here come the Cougars with the basketball. Zimmerman at the free throw line has the ball tipped away and stolen. On the steal, Elise Poppy. She's one on two for the fast break. Poppy couldn't get up with a shot. She'll be tied up for a jump ball. Tiger fans wanted a foul down there, but they're going to call it a held ball. And the possession arrow will stay with Fall City. Back into the lineup comes McKaylee Mattson. Mattson checks in. She'll replace Sophia Ackerman. Fall City's basketball under their own basket. They lob it up top to Poppy. Poppy comes to the near side. Here's a shot up by Armbruster that wasn't going to go. Rebound put back up, and that one dropped. 5:46 to go here in this first half. Shot is up on the baseline underneath, up and good. That one was put in by Ellie Gansberg. Gansberg got it to drop. At the far end, the ball is tipped away, goes out of bounds. 5:21 to go here. Jump shot right side up, doesn't go. Had a little bit of a technical issue with a call. Someone trying to contact us here, and they're dialing us back. I'm going to step aside for a 30-second break. We'll be back in half a minute on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, just a programming note. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, will assume everything is fine back in Fall City unless we hear different from you here. We've been receiving several phone calls on the cell phone here, and that kind of concerns us. We're back to live action. No scoring occurred during the break. 4 minutes, 56 seconds to go in the first half. 18-12 your score. The Lady Tigers up by six. Basketball belongs to Fall City as we resume live action. Into forecourt comes Kirkendall with the basketball. Man-to-man defense here by Conestoga. Kirkendall in the paint. Jump shot up and off no good. Getting her own rebound. Fights after the loose basketball. It goes out of bounds off of Kirkendall. And Conestoga will get the basketball. Clock shows 4:44 to play here in the first half. 18-12. 6-point lead for the Lady Tigers. Into forecourt with the ball comes McKaylee Mattson. Mattson feeds it into traffic. Turnaround shot up off the glass. Doesn't go. That shot put up by Zimmerman and the rebound brought down by the Tigers. Ava Armbruster with the ball in a hurry. This is Elise Poppy on the right elbow. Poppy gives it up to Maddie Jones. Jones Works one-on-one. The dribble works against Zimmerman. Around the horn it goes. Now Poppy goes to the baseline. Driving layup. Poppy off the glass. Couldn't get it. Jones with the rebound. Everybody fights for the loose basketball. Coaches are up off the bench wanting a foul under there, but they're going to call it a held ball. Possession arrow to Conestoga. Quite a discussion here between the referee and the coaching staff for Conestoga. I didn't see anything that flagrant myself, but we're at the four-minute mark here in the second quarter, 18-12. Fall City up by six. With the basketball is Steckler. She feeds it in, a driving lay-in up and good. Getting the lay-in was Steckler, her first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 18-14. The lead is down to four. Maddie Jones, left-handed dribble, right side of the free throw lane, top of the key, across court to the left elbow to Elise Poppy. Poppy in traffic, puts a shot up off the baseline that doesn't go. Ball is grabbed up nicely by Reese McNeely on the corner. McNeely clears it up to Kirkendall. Her shot is up. They're going to say no foul there. Fall City fans would tend to disagree. Looked like an awful lot of contact on the shot, but no foul was called. And it'll be Fall City's basketball. McNeely inbounds it into Kirkendall. Top of the circle. Up it comes to Poppy. Back again inside. There's a shot that's up. Chase Nolte couldn't get it. This time we'll get a foul. And Nolte will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Haven Zimmerman. On Zimmerman, her first personal team foul number three. At the free throw line, Chase Nolte. Chase is two out of two from the line tonight. Has 4 points in the ball game. First of two is up. This one is off. No good. She'll have another shot coming here. Ava Armbruster back into the lineup, replacing Elise Poppy now. Here's Chase Nolte's second free throw attempt. This one is up, and it is good. She got that one to drop. She's now three out of four from the line, has 5 points, and it's 19-14, a five-point lead for Fall City. 3:15 to go here in the first half. With the ball is Ellie Gansmer against the man-to-man defense. Gansmer puts a pass to the right elbow. Now down inside the paint. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody diving after. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow will stay with Fall City. Tigers get the possession. 3:04 to go, first half. We're live from Conestoga High School, just west of Murray, Nebraska, if you've never been out this way. One of those schools that sets out in the country, away from all the towns. Kind of like Tri-County and Norris, and I think of several of them. Here we are with 2:54 to go in the first half, 19-14, Tigers by five. Here's Fall City with the basketball. In traffic goes Maddie Jones. Tries to go up with a shot. She'll get fouled, and we'll put Maddie Jones at the line. Maddie has not shot a free throw yet tonight. She has 2 points on one field goal. She'll have another shot coming here. Two shots. The first of two for Maddie Jones is up. It's good. She got the first one. Makes it 20-14. The lead is six. Back into the lineup comes Jameson Yost now for the Cougars. Yost checks back in. Maddie Jones ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up. It's off. Out of the back of the rim. Doesn't go. The rebound comes down to the Cougars. 2:42 to go, first half. 20-14. The lead is six for Fall City. Cougars with the basketball. Almost having the ball taken away was Zimmerman. There's a shot up that's off. No good. The rebound down to the Tigers. All the way comes Kirkendall. Has the ball taken away. Got it back. Puts a shot up. Chase Nolte. Follow shot up and good. Chase Nolte was there for the offensive rebound and the putback. Nolte has 7 points, and it's 22-14. The lead is eight. With the basketball is Ackerman. Ackerman with a long three that's up and off, no good. Reese McNeely has a rebound, has it taken away, and the shot is up and good by Zimmerman. Reese McNeely had the rebound. Zimmerman stole the basketball from her and got an easy two off the bucket. It's 22-16. Now with the basketball is Kirkendall. Kirkendall feeds it up underneath right side. There's Nolte. Shot is up and good. Beautiful pass by Armbruster finding Chase Nolte. Nolte's got 9 points now, and it's 24-16. Here's a shot off the right side up and good on the other end by Ackerman. That didn't take long. Ackerman answered that one in a hurry. A minute and a half to go, first half, 24-18. The lead is six. Fall City's been up by eight on a couple of occasions, but Conestoga answers quickly. Armbruster handles the ball, gets it up top to Kirkendall for a long three that won't go. It's off the rim, the rebound to Conestoga near midcourt. They hand the ball across to Yost. A minute 12 to go. Yost takes it all the way in. Oh, nice block shot there by Nolde. Yost tried to put a layup, and Nolde blocked it away. Armbruster down court with the ball to Kirkendall on the right elbow. Reese McNeely with the ball between the rings. Around the horn baseline, down left side, Armbruster with the basketball. Now McNeely on the right wing. McNeely feeds it underneath. There's Nolde again looking toward the hoop. Back into the corner, Maddie Jones. Jones goes to Armbruster. Armbruster tries to work her way into the baseline. Here's a three for Maddie Jones. It's off, no good. And the rebound to Maddie Steckler. Steckler down court to the left wing. Zimmerman. Zimmerman driving lay-in up and good. Haven Zimmerman has 4 points. 24-20. The lead is four now with 27 seconds to go. Fall City will slow it down. Coach Adney Armbruster wants to go for one shot here. Armbruster with the basketball. Up to McNeely. Around the horn into the corner. Chase Nolde is under the basket. Skip pass all the way up top again to McNeely. To the right side it comes. Kirkendall. Maddie Jones are reaching in on her. Gives it to Armbruster. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Reese McNeely up to Armbruster. Gets a shot at the buzzer that won't go. And at the half, the Fall City Tigers are leading. The Conestoga Lady Cougars are halftime score. Fall City 24 and Conestoga 20. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with our halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Paul City. For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Fall City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Conestoga. Our halftime score, the Fall City Girls leading the Conestoga Cougars 24-20. Individual scoring for Conestoga. They have two girls with 4 points each, Haven Zimmerman and Lindsay Watson. And then 2 points each from Maddie Steckler, Jameson Yo, Sophia Ackerman, McKaylee Madsen, and Ellie Gansmer. Five girls with 2 points each for their total of 20. From the free throw line, Conestoga went 2 out of 4. For the Fall City Tigers, 24 points. Chase Nolde leads away with 9 points, 3 points each for Elise Poppy, Maddie Jones, and Ashley Kirkendall. Ava Armbruster with 2, Reese McNeely with 2. From the free throw line, the Tigers went 6 out of 8. 24-20, that's our halftime score. Fall City leading the Conestoga Cougars. Right now we're going to step aside for a 2-minute break, update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Fall City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Fall City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, Give them a call at 245-6510.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dad's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dad's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dad's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast!
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC, Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. We are seeing some cooler than normal temperatures, and this is due to a trough of low pressure currently situated over the Midwest. And we're seeing sub-zero wind chill values associated with this. However, as we start to go into the weekend, we will see warming temperatures, and this is due to a ridge of high pressure moving into the area. We'll see lots of sunshine, as well as highs in the upper 40s and 50s. Your forecast for tonight shows mostly clear skies below at zero and wind chill values of 10 below. Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 30 degrees and wind chill values remain at 10 below, south winds gusting up to 25. For Saturday, we'll see sunny skies and a high around 40 degrees. Sunday, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. And Monday, we'll see partly sunny skies with a high around 50 degrees. And Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-20s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC, currently 12.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Conestoga High School. It's halftime. The Fall City Lady Tigers are leading the Conestoga Cougars at the half, 24-20, our halftime score. Up next in the second half of our doubleheader, we'll have boys basketball varsity action, same schools, Fall City and Conestoga. Right now, over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is in Humboldt. The Johnson County Central girls taking on the HTRS Lady Titans. That's a girl-boy doubleheader. Also, John has those games for you over on Sunny 101.3. We've got time for one more 60-second break before we get back to live action here at Conestoga. So we're going to step aside for 1 minute, and then we'll be back here on KTNC.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Conestoga girls have been standing out on the court ready to go here. The Fall City ladies still getting some last-minute instructions from Coach Andy Armbruster. Clock is set at 8, and now the Lady Tigers trot out there, and we're ready to move into this third quarter of action. It'll be Conestoga's basketball. Maddie Steckler will inbound. A little bit of pressure being applied by the Tigers. Steckler inbounds to Kaylee Mattson. And Mattson works against Reese McNeely one-on-one. Mattson, bounce pass into the corner, left side with it. They give it down to Mattson. She gets the ball right back. Steckler on the corner, right side. Ackerman, shot is up off, doesn't go. Rebound brought down by the Tigers. Getting the rebound is Chase Nolde. Outlet pass to Armbruster, across to Reese McNeely into forecourt. Baseline right side, Nolde holds the ball. She's trapped under the basket. Flips it out onto the elbow to Maddie Jones. Around the horn it comes. Reese McNeely in the corner left side. McNeely tries to drive the baseline. Reese can't get to the basket, has to come back up top with it to Jones. Jones behind the back dribble, around the perimeter, around the horn to Armbruster, back to Jones. Jones in the paint, dribbles in, little underhanded flip, shot is up, doesn't go. Touch last by Conestoga, it'll be Fall City's basketball. 7-11 to play in the third quarter, just underway here in the third period. 24-20, Fall City up by 4. Lady Tigers with the ball. McNeely to inbound it. McNeely lobs it all the way up top. Hits it to Kirkendall out here on the left elbow in front of our table. Across court to the far side, the pass goes to Armbruster. Tried to put it into Jones. The ball was tipped away and stolen by Ackerman. Ackerman, outlet pass comes out to Mattson, and she'll push it down court. Mattson gives off to Steckler. Steckler stands on the right side of the free throw circle, flips it back up between the rings, top of the key. Goes to Ackerman. Her jump shot from the right side is up and off, no good. Ackerman's pass deflected away, comes to the near side, driving lay-in up and off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Nolde. Nolde with the outlet pass to Armbruster. She'll come down in a big hurry. Armbruster works to the right side of the lane, takes it all the way to the corner, baseline right side of the basket. Back to the top of the key, now a cross-court pass to the left elbow. It comes to Jones. Off to McNeely on the right wing. McNeely, lob pass into Nolde under the basket. McNeely feeds it, Jones feeds it under. Shot is up. Jones couldn't get it. Whistle, try for putback, doesn't go. Ball deflected away, knocked out of bounds. Jones had a couple of shots headed under there. The ball gets knocked out of bounds. Maddie Jones will come out of the ball game. Elise Poppy checks in to replace her. The Tigers basketball under the basket. McNeely to inbound it. High lob pass comes up top to Armbruster, around to Poppy. Poppy for three, in and out of there. No good. Rebound taken away by Ackerman. Ackerman gives her outlet pass up to Mattson. She'll push it down. Mattson across the division line brings it into forecourt with a pass to the right elbow. Man-to-man defense, a reach-in foul, and a whistle is going to be called on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, that's her first personal, first team foul of the half on Fall City. 24-20 was our score at halftime. We played 2 minutes, and it's still the same. There's a driving lay-in up and good for Conestoga. Getting that lay-in on the far side was Mattson. Mattson took it right between defenders on the left side of the basket, left-handed lay-in, and got it to fall. Armbruster gives to Nolde in the corner left side. Top of the circle, around it goes to McNeely, right elbow. McNeely feeds it underneath. There's a shot from the corner up and off. Doesn't go down by Armbruster. Rebound pulled down by Maddie Steckler for Conestoga. Steckler will bring the ball down court herself. 24-22. It's a two-point ball game now. Steckler almost lost the handle on it. Now the ball is loose on the floor. McNeely tipped it away. Ball City comes up with a basketball. Timeout taking Conestoga. 5:15 to play third period, 24-22. Fall City up. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're back at Conestoga High School, 5:15 to play in the third period, 24-22. Fall City up by two. Conestoga with the basketball. In the corner, deep on the right side, McLean. Shot is up, blocked away. Saved from going out of bounds, tipped in. Crasher follow shot is up, and now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. The foul is going to be on Chase Nolte. On Chase, her second personal, team foul number two on the Tigers, and at the free throw line with a chance to tie the game is Lindsay Watson. Lindsay has 4 points on a pair of field goals. She's shooting two shots here. The first one is up and good. And now it's a one-point basketball game, 24-23. Lady Tigers led by as much as 8 points back in that second quarter on two occasions. Second shot is up, and this one is off, and the rebound down to the Lady Tigers. Fall City with the basketball. Oh, a jump ball is going to be called. Armbruster came down to the ball and got tied up. Possession arrow stays with the Lady Tigers. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Inbound the pass. It comes back to Armbruster. She'll bring it into forecourt. Armbruster at the free throw line. Spin move in the paint. Flips it out into the corner. Deep in the corner on the right side of the basket is Ava Armbruster. Here's Poppy in the paint. She tries to go up with a shot that gets blocked. Blocked shot there by Sophia Ackerman as Poppy tried to put up a jump shot. Ackerman blocked it away. Conestoga gets the basketball. This is underneath the basket. Shot is up by Watson. Doesn't go. Deflected away by Nolte. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Conestoga Cougars. Steckler will toss it in under her own basket. She lobs it all the way up to the top of the key. Gets it into the hands of Mattson. Mattson takes it in for a driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. Mattson has 6 points. It's 25-24. The lead is back to Conestoga for the first time in a long while. Tigers have led throughout most of that second quarter and throughout all this first part of the second half. Now the Tigers trail by one. In traffic under the basket, Maddie Jones. Shot is up. She got the basket and she's fouled. Nice move to the basket by Maddie Jones. Maddie's got 7 points now. She had 5 back in the first half. Here she'll be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Sophia Ackerman, her second personal, team foul number one of the half. Maddie Jones, free throw is up. It's good. So just like that, Maddie Jones puts the Tigers back up by two, 27-25. Fall City back up with the two-point lead at the four-minute mark here of the third quarter. They bounce pass inside to Ackerman, kicks it out to the right side for a long three that's off the rim, and the rebound to Armbruster. Armbruster down court with the ball. Pass break, pass underneath. Poppy in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall with a nice feed there from Poppy on the baseline. Kirkendall got the jump shot after falling behind by one there a moment ago. Fall City's reeled off 5 straight points, and they've taken a 4-point lead, 29-25. There's a nice block underneath by Chase Nolte. Trying to put the shot up was Gansmer. Nolte blocked the shot. Fall City comes up with it. Nolte has the ball tipped away from her, knocked out of her hands by Lindy Watson. Now Reese McNeely checks back in, and Chase Nolte will take a breather for the Tigers. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. 29-25. Lob pass in. Turnaround shot. Kirkendall didn't get it, but she'll be fouled. Kirkendall had a point blank, I call it a bunny under there, couldn't get it, but she was fouled by Maddie Steckler. On Steckler, her first personal, team foul number two of the half on the Cougars. At the free throw line will be Kirkendall shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Actually, Kirkendall now has 6 points in the game for the Tigers. Fall City back up by 5, 30-25. Here's Kirkendall's second free throw. It's up and it's good also. She hit them both. Ashley Kirkendall hits a pair. She now has 7 points. It's 31-25. The lead is back to 6. In traffic with the ball under the basket is Watson. She can't get a good look and has to bring it back up to the top of the key to Zimmerman. Zimmerman across to the left side. Yost driving lay-in. Yost up and off. No good. And the rebound underneath brought down by Maddie Jones. Her outlet pass to Armbruster. Kirkendall underneath the basket. Couldn't get there. Here's an open look three for Armbruster from the corner, or from Poppy, rather, that wouldn't go. Armbruster was down there battling for the rebound. We're going to have a foul called against Conestoga on Jamie Yost. On Yost, her first, team foul number 3 on the Cougars. 2:48 to go third quarter, 31-25, Fall City up by 6. Under the basket is Maddie Jones, and she has the ball taken away. Long down court pass, fast break, driving lay-in up and good. And getting the lay-in there was McKaylee Mattson. Mattson now with 8 points, and the lead is back to 4, 31-27. Tigers were up by 6 momentarily, led by as much as 8 back in the second quarter. Now with 2:24 to go, here's a jump shot in the paint that's up and won't go down. Shot put up by Poppy off to the left, and it's a 4-point ball game here. Here come the Cougars with the basketball. A skip pass across court, tipped away nicely underneath there by Maddie Jones. Going to be grabbed up by Kirkendall. Kirkendall hands off to Poppy on the left wing. Between the rings, top of the key, comes back to Armbruster. Man-to-man defense here. Dribbling with the basketball is Jones. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Haven Zimmerman. On Haven, that's her second personal, team foul number 4. Now checking into the lineup for Fall City, Isabella Armbruster for the first time. She comes in for Ava Armbruster. Isabella, the younger sister, the freshman, into the ballgame. Under 2 minutes to go here in the quarter. 1:54, clock running, third period, 31-27. Ball stolen away and then falling to the floor. The Conestoga girl falls to the floor, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called against the Tigers. Foul is going to go on Ashley Kirkendall, her second personal, team foul number 3. Conestoga with the basketball inside the paint to the right elbow, in traffic, turnaround shot on the baseline, up and off, no good. Put up by Watson. There with the rebound was Reese McNeely. McNeely with the defensive board, her outlet pass comes to Jones. McNeely on the dribble around the horn, left side to Elise Poppy. Poppy tries to move to the basket. Shot up on the corner, doesn't get it. Partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Conestoga. Fast break coming the other direction with the ball is Zimmerman. Zimmerman can't get to the basket. Tigers did a good job of getting back on defense. Underneath is a shot up, a whistle, and a foul. And we're going to send Maddie Steckler to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Cougars. The foul is going to be on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her second personal, team foul number 4 on the Tigers. At the line, Maddie Steckler. She'll be shooting two shots here. First free throw is on the way up, and it's good. She'll get another attempt. Chase Nolde back into the lineup. Ava Armbruster back into the lineup. Maddie Jones will take a breather. And Ashley Kirkendall will set out for a moment. We're down to 1:15 to go here in the third quarter. Maddie Steckler will try to make it a 2-point ball game with his second free throw. The shot is up, and it is off. Tigers maintain the 3-point advantage. She missed it. It'll be Fall City's basketball. The ball went out of bounds off the miss. Reese McNeely will inbound it. McNeely tosses into Ava Armbruster. And with 1:10 to go, Lady Tigers are up by 3. Armbruster gets it across the timeline to Reese McNeely on the right elbow. Back to the top of the key, Poppy. Now again to Ava Armbruster. Ava in traffic at the free throw line. Left-handed dribble, backs it out to the top of the key. Reese McNeely holds the ball. McNeely to the right elbow. Into the corner now in traffic. Maddie Jones under the basket. No place to go. Turn around, spin move. Poppy up and good. Elise Poppy. Her check that. That was Ava Armbruster, rather. Ava Armbruster with a little turnaround spin move. Got the two. Here's a driving layup from the other side that doesn't go. And the rebound to Chase Nolde. That was Armbruster that made that nice little spin move that put the girls up by 5 again, 33-28. 25 seconds to go. Tigers will probably play for one here, I would think. On the left side, over the ball. Armbruster up to Ava Armbruster now. Isabel Armbruster, Ava Armbruster, both handling the ball. This is Isabel with the ball. Across to Poppy. Poppy into the corner right side. 5 seconds to go under the basket. Left side shot up. Armbruster doesn't get it. No foul. Wrong shot at the buzzer won't happen. And after three quarters, the Lady Tigers are up by 5, 33-28. Your score after three quarters. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Lady Tigers led by 4 at halftime. They're up by 5 as we move into the fourth quarter here, 33-28. Conestoga has the basketball as play is resumed. The Lady Cougars with the ball. Ackerman feeds it underneath into traffic. Turnaround shot up and good by Lindsay Watson. Makes it a three-point contest, 33-30. 7:42 to go in the ball game. Pass underneath. Oh, they were looking under the basket. Jones was trying to find Chase Nolte, and the ball got tipped away from Nolte out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Reese McNeely will inbound it. McNeely gets it into Kirkendall. Kirkendall in traffic. Jump shot in the paint. Up and good. Ashley Kirkendall with a nice move to the bucket. She's got 9 points now in the ball game. The lead is back to 5 at 35-30. In traffic. Under the basket. Here's a long three. Left elbow. Up and good. From out of the left side, hitting the three was Ellie Gansmer with a big three. That's the first three-point basket of the night. 35-33. The lead is two. That's the first three-pointer for Conestoga. McNeely up top with it to Ava Armbruster. Ava tries to go between defenders. She gets inside the lane with it. Now it ends up down to McNeely in the corner right side of the basket. Back again, it comes to Armbruster. She'll put up a shot in the paint that doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot. Nolte up and good. Chase Nolte in double figures. She's got 11 points. The lead is back to 4, 37-33. There's a shot on the baseline right side. Put up, blocked. But a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on Chase Nolte. On Chase, that is her third personal. Team foul number 5 on the Tigers. We'll see who we've got at the line here. We've got a ponytail covering up that jersey number. I think at the line is Steckler. Yes, it is. Her free throw is up and good. Maddie Steckler has now made 2 out of 3 from the line. She has 4 points. Makes it 37-34. Here's her second free throw attempt for the 5'5 senior. Steckler's second shot is up, and it's off no good, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. The lead is 3, 6.5 minutes to go. 37-34. Maddie Jones gets the pass in the paint. Up top to Reese McNeely. Underneath again it goes. Nolte, turnaround shot off the glass. This one won't go. And the rebound is pulled away by Matson. McKaylee Matson comes down with it for the Cougars. Tigers up by 3, 37-34. On the attack come the Lady Cougars. Matson in traffic. She walked with the basketball. She'll be called for traveling. Well, if the ref didn't call it, all 145 Fall City fans on this side called it for him. Pretty good turnout here tonight. There's a lot of folks made the trip up to Murray Conestoga tonight from Fall City. Always good to see people turn out to support the teams in person. Fall City with the basketball. Nolte goes into Jones with it. Her shot is up and good. Nice pass from Nolte to get it to Maddie Jones, and Jones laid it in. She's in double figures with 10 points. The lead is back to 5 once again, 39-34. Here come the Cougars. against that man-to-man defense. Matson hands it up, gives to Gansmer. Gansmer, lob pass in, tipped away nicely, tipped away by Reese McNeely. McNeely tipped it away again, and it goes out of bounds, and I believe they forced the use of a timeout here, didn't they? Yeah, they forced the use of a timeout to save possession. 5:29 to go in the ballgame, 39-34. Tigers up by five. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, just before the timeout, a good defensive effort there by Reese McNeely as she tipped the ball away from the Cougars not once, not twice, but three times, and it forced Coach Tony Tease to burn a timeout to maintain possession. He thought he was going to lose the ball, so he had to use one of his timeouts. When we resume play, the ball, I think, is still going to be with Conestoga because of the timeout that he called. Clock is down to 5:29 to go in the ballgame. Remember, boys varsity coming up after this. It's 39-34. All City's girls are up. Here's McKaylee Matson with the basketball. Gets the inbound pass. She's tied up in the corner. Feeds it inside. Back to Matson for a long three. Left side, in and out of there. And the rebound tipped away. Good job by Elise Poppy. She had position. Ellie Gansmer tipped the ball away from Poppy, but knocked it out of bounds. It'll go to Fall City. 5:12 to go in the game. Tigers up by 5, 39-34. No rush here now for the Lady Tigers. Jones in traffic. That's Kirkendall. Falls to the floor. And as she's knocked to the floor, a jump ball is called. Kirkendall got knocked down. Possession arrow favors the Tigers. Fall City will have it under their own basket. Ashley Kirkendall to trigger it in, left side, under the bucket. Gets it into Armbruster, Ava Armbruster, to Elise Poppy. Poppy comes back to Armbruster. Free throw line, jump shot, Jones off the rim. That wouldn't fall. And the rebound comes down to McKaylee Matson. Matson feeds it into forecourt, Steckler. Ball goes out of bounds, but I think the Tigers touched it last, so it'll stay with the Cougars. They'll play it under their own bucket down in the corner on the right side baseline, deep in the corner. Trying to lob it inside the paint. Now they bring it all the way up to the top of the key, up to Matson. Skip pass across court, Gansmer. Oh, Gansmer knocks the defender to the floor. She'll be called for an offensive foul. Ava Armbruster got in front of Gansmer. Gansmer put her forearm out. Ava Armbruster went flying through the air, but a good defensive play for Armbruster results in a possession change on the offensive foul. The foul's on Ellie Gansmer, her first, team foul number five. Now here's Armbruster with the basketball. Up top with it. Goes to Kirkendall. Around to the right side, Jones. Again back to Armbruster. Right side. That's Poppy with the ball. Jones holds it. Down to 4:18. Jones driving. Lay it up and good. Oh, nice move to the basket by Maddie Jones. That was pretty. Maddie's got 12 points now. And it's a 7-point lead. This equals the biggest lead of the ballgame, I believe. They may have been up by 8, I believe, back in the second quarter. Down at the 4-minute mark. Timeout taken. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. 41-34. Tigers are up. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streit. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Streit and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we have exactly 4 minutes left to play here. In this regulation ball game, your Fall City Lady Tigers are up right now 41-34. Fall City came into the game here 9-5 on the year. The Conestoga Cougars came in at an even 500, 7-7 on the season. Fall City has pulled out to an 8-7 point lead on a couple of occasions, only to have the Cougars come battling back. So we'll see how this all shakes out. Back to live action. Cougars with the basketball. Matson on the left wing. She picked up her dribble. She needs help. Matson has to have a teammate come to get the basketball from her. And Maddie Steckler does just that. Now Steckler works the dribble. Steckler driving lane. It'll be blocked. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Elise Poppy. Poppy's called for the personal on Elise. That is her third personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the Tigers. At the free throw line will be Steckler. She is 2 out of 4 from the line tonight so far. This one is up and good. So now she's hit 3 out of 5. Cuts the lead back to 6 at 41-35. 3:45 to go in the ballgame. Maddie Steckler, second free throw is on the way. It's up, it's good also. She hit them both. 41-36. The lead is 5. 3:43 to go in the ballgame. Tigers need a bucket this trip to maintain that margin. Armbruster to the right side of the lane, works the dribble, now has the ball dribbled away from her, manages to get it back. Ball is tipped away once again, and this time a whistle and a foul is called, and the foul is going to be on Maddie Steckler. On Steckler, her second personal, and that's team foul number 6. So both teams at 6 team fouls now will be shooting 1-1 either way on the next foul. 3.5 minutes to go. 5-point lead for Fall City, 41-36. Tigers basketball. Nice job handling the ball by Maddie Jones. Brings it up top. Gives it up to Poppy. Back to Armbruster. Looks like the Tigers are maybe going to let the air out of it here a little bit. Armbruster spins around, flips it back up top to Kirkendall. Kirkendall gives to Maddie Jones. Jones into the corner. Open look. There's Poppy moving in for a shot. She'll be fouled. At least Poppy will be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. Probably didn't have much of a shot there, but she drew the foul. So Zimmerman picks up her third personal, team foul number 7. Elise Poppy at the free throw line. She has not been to the line yet tonight. She has a tray, 1 3-pointer. Shot is up and off, won't go. She'll have another attempt coming. 3:05 to go here. It's a 5-point lead, 41-36. Poppy at the line. Second free throw is up. This one is in and out of there. Didn't go in the rebound to Conestoga. So that worked out well for the Cougars. Plus, a foul is going to be called. Fighting for the rebound on the Tigers, and we're going to walk to the other end and shoot 1-1. The foul is going to be on Chase Nolte. On Chase, her fourth personal, so she'll have to be careful now. And we walk to the other end at the free throw line. Okay, wait a minute. I think we're wanting to bring in a sub here. Reese McNeely checks back into the lineup for Chase Nolte. Nolte sets out with 4 personal fouls. At the free throw line, Lindy Watson. Lindy is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight, has 7 points. Here she's shooting 1-1. The free throw is up, and it is off, no good. Rebound brought down by Nolte, and a foul. Foul is going to be called on Maddie Steckler, her third personal. That's just a case where Reese McNeely boxed out like your coach to do. She had position on the defender, and McNeely will go to the line, and now Reese will be shooting 1-1. Reese McNeely at the line. McNeely has 2 points, both of those at the free throw line tonight. She's 2 for 2. This shot is up and off, no good. Wouldn't go. Couldn't get it to fall. 41-36. Inside of 3 minutes to go now. 2:55 to go on the clock. Still a 5-point lead for the Tigers. Into the paint. A little shot off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good by McKaylee Matson. Matson has 10 points. It's a 3-point ball game, 41-38. Tigers need a bucket. Kirkendall in traffic. Free throw line, jump shot up off the glass. Doesn't go for Poppy. Rebound, Kirkendall. Kirkendall gets it out to McNeely. Back up top to Poppy. Armbruster around to the corner to Jones with the ball. 41-38. 2 minutes, 22 seconds to go in the game. A 3-point Tiger lead. Fall City just running clock now at the top of the key. Poppy in the corner, up top with it. McNeely, back to the right side, Kirkendall. They're running a man-to-man defense here, but they're just letting Fall City run clock. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Fall City with 2:07 to go in the ballgame. It's 41-38, Fall City up by 3. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:07 left to go in the ball game. A 3-point Fall City lead. Tigers basketball. The inbound pass into backcourt. They get it into Ava Armbruster, and they're going to let Ava bring it up unmolested across the timeline. Ava Armbruster works to the left elbow, left side of the free throw lane, into the corner, down to Maddie Jones. Jones dribbles on the baseline into traffic. Almost lost a handle on it. Flips it back out to Reese McNeely. Around to Elise Poppy into the corner, all the way into the basket. Pass turnover inside the paint. They threw it away. Fast break the other direction. Conestoga with the basketball in the corner, down deep left side, Zimmerman. What do we got here? May have had a foul. Yes, it is. We're going to have a foul called on Ava Armbruster. I think they said Armbruster. Could have been Kirkendall. Anyway, at the free throw line is Zimmerman. Shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and good. Avon Zimmerman now has 5 points. And it's 41-39. The lead is 2 with a minute 38 to play. Zimmerman can make it a 1-point ball game. Her shot is up, and she does. It's good. 41-40. The lead is 1. Tigers led by 7 at 41-34. 6 unanswered points now for Conestoga with a minute 28 to go. Top of the circle, Jones with the ball. A cross-court pass to Armbruster. Goes to Reese McNeely. The Tigers probably ought to just make the girls come out and foul them here now. A couple of times they've tried to move in and go for shots when they probably shouldn't have when they had a 3-point and a 5-point lead. We're down nearing the 1-minute mark here, 1:05 to go in the ballgame. 41-40 as Fall City just keeps working the ball around the outside perimeter now. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. A deliberate one on Maddie Steckler. On Steckler, that's her fourth personal. And let's see who we're going to send to the line here. We're going to have a timeout taken, Conestoga. 59 seconds to play in the ballgame. It's 41-40. Lady Tigers up by 1. When we return, Fall City will be at the free throw line after this 30-second break on KTNC.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
59 seconds left to play in our basketball game here at Conestoga High School. The Fall City girls are leading the Lady Cougars by 1. 41-40 is our score. When play is resumed, the Tigers will have Ava Armbruster, the sophomore, at the line. She's not been to the line yet tonight. She has 4 points on a pair of field goals. Here, shooting 1-1, Ava Armbruster. Big free throws. Free throw is up, and good! She got it! Right down the middle, nothing but nylon there for the coach's daughter. She got her down. Ava Armbruster, second free throw. Now the and one. This would put Fall City back up by 3. Shot is up, got it! She hit them both. Clutch free throws there by Ava Armbruster, the sophomore. 43-40 the score. 55 seconds to go. Conestoga down court. Let's see if they play for two, if they want to. Oh, they threw the ball away out of bounds. Conestoga threw it away. Tigers will get the ball back. Timeout taken, Conestoga. Fall City will have the ball when we're back. 49 seconds to play now. A 3-point Fall City lead. We're back in 30 on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, 49 seconds left to play in the ballgame. It's 43-40. Falls City's girls up by three. Tigers basketball. They'll inbound it against a full court press. Reese McNeely will toss it in underneath the Conestoga basket. Against the press, McNeely has to hurry, lobs it in. The ball is loose to grab. Everybody after it. Conestoga has the basketball. A turnover. Conestoga with the ball. A three would tie it. On the right side, they dribble in. Top of the key, thinking about it, not taking the shot yet, is Yost. Lob pass underneath. Off the glass. Shot is up. Whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Foul is going to be on Reese McNeely. On McNeely, that's her first personal. Team foul number 9 at the free throw line is going to be Sophia Ackerman. Free throw is up and good. Ackerman hit the first one. Makes it a two-point ball game, 43-41. Ackerman with another shot coming here. Looks to the bucket. It's up, and it is off, no good. Rebound, Fall City. Coming down with it is Elise Poppy. Poppy gives it out to Armbruster. She will be fouled immediately. Well, that's probably good news because Ava Armbruster was just at the line a minute ago and hit two in a row. She'll be right back up there. We're down to 32 seconds to play now. The foul was on Jameson Yost, her second. Team foul number 10, so we're shooting two. Armbruster shooting two. First one is up, just short. Hits the front of the rim and doesn't go. Ava now has 6 points, and she's hit 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. A two-point Lady Tigers lead with 32 seconds to go. Chase Nolte checks back in. Elise Poppy comes out of the ballgame. Ava Armbruster ready for her second free throw attempt here. Shot is on the way. It's up, and it is good. She got it. Armbruster puts the Lady Tigers up by 3. 30 seconds to go. Down court in a hurry with the basketball to the right side of the lane. Goes Matson. Matson out onto the corner. They're going to probably have to shoot a 3 and think about a tie here. They go inside instead, deep in the corner. No, inside, right corner. There's a 3 on the way that's up and off. No good. Rebound tipped around. Chase Nolte with the rebound. Nolte has the basketball and she's fouled. 11 seconds to go in the ball game. Fall City up by 3, 44-41. Big rebound there for Chase Nolte. Nolte is fouled by Zimmerman, and if Nolte can make either of these two free throws, she can pretty much ice this puppy. 11 seconds to play. She's shooting two shots here. Chase Nolte, the first of two free throws for Chase Nolte, is on the way, and good! Chase Nolte now has 12 points in the game. It's a 4-point Lady Tigers lead. Nolte with another shot coming here. Chase has had a big night tonight. Second free throw is on the way, and it is off, no good. 4-point lead. Here comes Conestoga. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. All the way in, driving, laying up. Off, no good. Rebound, Fall City. Whistle and a foul. Ava Armbruster got the rebound, and she's fouled. We're down to 4 seconds to play. You know what? The Lady Tigers are about to go 10-5 on the season here, folks. They're up by 4 with 4 seconds to play. Walking to the other end and putting Ava Armbruster at the line. Ava's hit 3 out of 4 from the line. Timeout taken, Conestoga. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 seconds left to play in the ballgame. The score, Falls City 45, Conestoga 41. Ava Armbruster is at the line shooting two shots for the Lady Tigers, but it may just all be academic with a 4-point lead and only 4 seconds to play. Ava Armbruster shooting two shots here. She is 3 out of 4 from the line tonight, has 7 points. The first of two is up, and it is short. Another shot coming, though, for the sophomore. Only 4 seconds left to play. Tigers just dropping back and need not to foul. second shot is up, and it is off, no good. Missed them both. Down court, long three-pointer at the buzzer doesn't go, and there's the ball game. The Fall City Lady Tigers with the win tonight over Conestoga, 45-41 is your final score. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. I'll be back with a post-game scoring wrap-up after this two-minute break on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, as you can hear in the background, we have a blaring loudspeaker system overhead. We're going to do our best to compete with it here. Time now for our post-game show. The final score, Fall City 45, Conestoga 41. Cougars were led by McKaylee Matson. She was in double figures with 10 points. Lindsay Watson had 7. 6 for Haven Zimmerman. Maddie Steckler also with 6. Adding 5 was Ellie Kansberg. 3 points tonight for Sophia Ackerman and Jamison Yost added 2 for their total of 41. For the Fall City Tigers, 45 points total. 2 girls in double figures. Both Chase Nolte and Maddie Jones had 12 points apiece. Right behind was Ashley Kirkendall with 9. Adding 7 was Ava Armbruster. 2 points for Reese McNeely and Elise Poppy had 3 for their total of 45. 45-41, your final score. The Fall City girls with the win over Conestoga. We're going to take about a 15-minute break out here right now, and then we'll be back with the boys' varsity game. Right now, though, we're going to send it back to our KTNC studios, Aaron Wisdom, for about 15 minutes, and then we'll be back with the boys' varsity pregame show. That's coming up on KTNC.